Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network on this Wednesday, August the 13th, 2025. I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley. And now Chris Woodward joins us. Good morning, Brother Chris.
Good morning.
Hey, real quickly before we jump into more news from the day, President Donald Trump is announcing the Kennedy Center honorees, which they do annually. That's what I'm talking about. By they, I mean the Kennedy Center gives awards to artists and entertainers and people like that who've had a career in show business or the arts, as it were. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Every year that happens.
I'm a huge fan.
Are you? You watch?
Yeah.
Do you?
I just can't get enough.
Well, President...
Sorry for the sarcasm.
It was sarcasm, and it was also dishonest.
Yeah.
Because you saying you can't get enough, as in you don't ever get any. Because you don't care.
I'm being honest here.
The expression, I couldn't care less,
mm-hmm. Yes.
applies to you and the Kennedy Center Arts announcements. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's being honest, Ed.
Yes.
Okay. Honest Ed.
Let these people honor one another all day long, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Okay. So, and they are.
And
anyway,
they do, yeah.
President Trump came into office. He said, this is a bunch of liberals, and I'm kicking them all out.
Mm-hmm. He did.
And I'm going to make my own board, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be the chairman of it.
Yeah.
Is that what happened, Chris?
Best in a nutshell. Ever. Yes, in a nutshell. He wants the Kennedy Centers to be more center
Wesley, you keep up with the Kennedy Arts Center, don't you?
No, I do not. Not only do I not keep up with it, but okay. I want to say that I care probably slightly less
than Ed.
Than Ed.
Okay. All right, listen.
Less than Ed. Less than less.
All right, as pop culture goes, this is something that people pay mm-hmm. attention to every year. And
yeah.
for a lot of these actors and entertainers and musicians, it's currently represents a lifetime achievement award. Okay,
great. Right.
So it's I don't know if you would call it the music entertainers Hall of Fame necessarily. It's not that, but it's close. All right. So anyway, President Trump, chairman of the board of the Kennedy Center, has announced the winners for this. The honorees, not the winners.
Yeah.
It wasn't a competition. Anyway, so he announced George Strait, which the country singer.
Mm-hmm. And, known for a lot of things.
Yeah, he's a legend, you know, in the music world, certainly in the country music world. So that's not surprising. He's also in his 70s. Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sylvester Stallone. He drew first blood. he drew first blood, sir.
Huh? Was that supposed to be your?
Many people know.
Sylvester Stallone.
I can't do Sylvester Stallone, but you can do that. He drew first blood, sir.
You're talking about the movie's First Blood.
Yeah. That's the famous line.
I'm not sure I can do that one.
All right.
I saw it when it came out in theaters. I wasn't a huge First Blood fan.
Well, I'm just asking you.
But how about
quote.
I just want to make sure that I'm not another bum from the neighborhood. I'm not sure I can do Rocky anymore. I'm going to have to go back and watch
him. You do work on that.
Yeah, I need to
work
on it.
All right, so anyway, you got George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, a fellow by the name of Michael Crawford. Now, I wasn't familiar with him, but evidently he was like a Broadway actor. I think it was like Phantom of the Opera or something like that.
Okay.
A lot of people would maybe know his name. Gloria Gaynor, who was a singer from the 70s.
She disco? She was disco.
I think she was disco, Gloria Gaynor. I just remember her name from the
70s. During the disco years.
From the 70s.
She sang I Will Survive.
Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Saturday, August 23rd is the first football game.
Oh, Wesley, you need to broaden your horizons, my yes. friend.
Well, that is funny, there, man. There is, like, there hey, let's is, get back to reality.
You need to respect the arts more than just thinking football. Season.
I can help
I'm
you do that.
I'm trying to let y'all have y'all show yes. and okay. fill in here, but well, I can't
the,
help
the,
you
The
with
whole
this.
Reason I'm bringing this whole subject up is to get Ed's reaction to the last nominee, our honoree, being inducted into the Kennedy Arts Center this year is the band Kiss. Ed.
Kiss.
Kiss
and
from
I
the
am,
70s.
I
the
am
Knights
embarrassed.
Satan, the Knights in Satan's Service.
That was not true, but... I am embarrassed to say that when I was – now, I became a Christian when I was 20 years old.
Right.
But when I was in high school, the bands Boston and Kiss were my two favorite
yeah.
bands.
I love Boston.
I even did a pen and ink drawing of one of the covers of one of the Kiss albums. My dad thought I was crazy.
Right. And you were
for a lot of reasons, but when I showed him this, he said, "Who are the?" Because you remember how they dressed. He
oh
said,
yeah.
Who's this? Dracula? What is this?
they really. I've heard of
it was
interviews.
Performance
they,
art.
They really weren't. They didn't describe themselves as the Knights in Satan's Service.
No, they didn't. Yeah, yeah,
that was a name given to them by some others. They were. I'm not endorsing their.
Oh, me either.
Their,
I'm just
their message or their lifestyle,
right?
But I, if you grew up in the 70s, and you had teenage boys, Kiss was the bomb,
yeah.
Right? For a lot of
it
them.
Was hard, kind of hard, hardish
yeah.
rock,
yeah,
and it really pretty
the,
empty.
They had all the makeup on,
pretty
and all
empty
stuff.
Lyrics. And listen, I can't give a testimony and say I was into drugs or I was in the mob. All right. I can say is I was a Kiss fan.
Right,
and so that's what I came out of.
Right,
you
okay.
know a lot of
well, I think,
rock and
you know,
roll, and some
on,
other things.
On that topic, if you can make a lot of money on church honorariums, if you have a testimony that involves drugs or addiction or
yeah.
coming out of gangs or something like that, but if yeah. all you got is you were a Kiss fan,
no,
nobody's going to pay to hear that.
Half the congregation yeah. just go, yeah, I was
right.
too.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, he announced that Kiss was, that's going to be funny. Kiss was.
Think inducted. They're going to perform?
So Kiss is going to be one of the Kennedy Center
no,
honorees?
Yeah, what they do at these things, I've seen them before, is they have other artists come in and sing their songs for them. It's kind of weird.
Oh, you know what? Weird. I might.
Billy
I might
Joel, want- when Billy Joel went into this Kennedy Arts, I think during Obama, I think, so they would come in and have like three or four other people yeah. sing his songs for him while he watched. It was
well. I'm going to watch this if I can find where this is airing.
Who's going to play Kiss?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to do a cover of a Kiss song, you have to do it in makeup.
Yeah. And with platform.
Yeah.
That the platform.
All right. Let's move on.
All right.
Go, Chris.
Well, this would be a good time to segue into this story, which Tim found last night from Daily Mail. And it's a company that we all know and have used in our lives, Kodak. The iconic 133-year-old American company has warned that it may not be around much longer. For younger people in our audience, there used to be things called cameras that it contained film. And Kodak made a lot of the film that we use for film cameras. A lot of things is digital now, and Kodak is involved there. But, you know, Kodak was such an iconic company that its name became a thing, like a Kodak moment. And here we are in 2025 looking at possibly the end of Kodak. It's an interesting situation because I believe even Steve mentioned this a couple of days ago on the show, that AOL is doing away with dial-up internet. So, like, I'm at that point in my life where things I had as a kid is now going to be something I'm going to tell my grandkids about, and they're going to have no idea, you know, what I'm trying to explain to them.
Wesley, did you know when I sent this story around, you're 30, how old are you?
Six.
36.
How laughing? Old are you, son?
Why are you laughing? We all know when your kids get over 30, you forget how old they are.
What's funny is I do the same thing with my son
right.
and my daughter. I have to go back to the year
they
were
born. And then tabulate it.
Yes.
Yes. So you're 36, are you, son?
And I'm not offended.
Okay.
At all.
No. Well, Wesley, just how old am I, Wesley?
62.
Your dad. Oh, that's good. Okay. So anyway, you're 36. My question to you, I sent this story out last night because I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you know what Kodak was?
This is what I know of Kodak. When we traveled and I was 10, 11, 12, okay, and I wanted to take my own pictures, I'd get the throwaway disposable Kodak camera.
Okay, yeah. You do remember. But those were the last days, really, of that. Then when cell phones came around, and now the cameras on cell phones are so...
People do their own...
Photoshop,
unofficial, professional
with their
videos.
Cell phone camera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
When you were on vacation last week, you sent a video around this when you saw the elk.
Yeah,
and you panned with, and I saw the background, and I thought that's really sharp looking.
Right,
that was done with a camera.
That was done with my iPhone,
a digital camera.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's amazing. So Kodak, a name you thought you'd never see go away. Now they're going to be around doing some smaller things.
They're trying,
but they can't make it because people don't buy cameras anymore.
No,
or print pictures,
or use Kodak film.
That's right.
You know, people don't. The only people using cameras anymore, either people who have a hobby,
right,
or either they're a professional photographer. Otherwise, people use their cell phones.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to add that. Even the ones that I can think back, looking back, those are just to make money, because the cameras at the time and the pictures, the quality of those disposable ones were awful.
Right.
Yeah. They were cheapos. Yeah.
The company has pointed out it has $500 million in debt. It must pay off in weeks.
They're toast. They're toast.
I think Ed's description fits.
Yeah. They're going to go the way of the horse and buggy, the buggy whip.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's just not...
They have a product that nobody needs
anymore.
Nobody
wants it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like...
As good as it is.
Right.
Well, and apparently they didn't adapt or catch up with or make any changes either.
You know, I think they were too hesitant to get into, to go follow the trend that was going. I'm not sure if they could have made an adjustment and gotten into
it's kind of like the VHS.
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, there's no Blockbuster videos around anymore.
Right.
Huh? But and now you tell a 20-year-old, hey, you remember we used to get our videos from Blockbuster, and they go,
Blockbuster.
Yeah. What is that?
Huh? Right. Yeah.
What is Blockbuster?
Hey, by the way, back to just for a second, back to Kiss.
Okay.
Okay. So I looked this up. So if you stream Paramount Live, the Kennedy Center Honors are tonight.
Oh, wow.
They're being broadcast on CBS.
Well, what?
That's tonight.
That's tonight.
You wait till announced to the day of?
I guess so. August 13th, that's today, Wednesday.
I don't know. They must have done that so that it couldn't be some big controversy build.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's odd.
I'm sure somebody's going to boycott it.
So Putin and Trump are supposed to meet in... Alaska, right?
That is correct. Yes. It's going to be a summit in Alaska. It's planned for this Friday, and it could be a long, lengthy end of the weekend discussion. It could be as short as 2 minutes. And I say that because President Trump wants some sort of assurance or plan from Russian President Vladimir Putin that he's going to bring an end to his war in Ukraine.
Okay. May I offer what I think may happen here?
You may.
Okay. Thank you. I don't think y'all tell me if what I'm going to express doesn't make sense.
Oh, we'll let you know.
Makes sense. Well, I'm sure y'all will. And sometimes you can be hurtful.
Okay. I won't interrupt you though.
I think you need to. Honesty is a good policy most of the time. Sometimes you need to.
Sometimes you need to lie.
Not lie, but
just
you
keep it
need,
in.
You need to be careful with how you sting people.
And you children, I was just kidding. If you're listening, lying is wrong.
Yes, it is. 100%. It's one of the Big Ten.
That's right.
So, President Trump, I don't personally think. Although I don't know why I said personally. That was redundant.
Right.
I don't think that President Trump would get on Air Force One and fly all the way from Washington, D.C. to Alaska to meet with Vladimir Putin, former title? He's a dictator. But
you're talking about Vladimir Putin?
Yeah. He is the president.
President of Russia.
The president of Russia, and has been the last 75 years.
That's right. Yes, that constitutes a dictator.
Since
yes.
the Bolshevik Revolution. He has been the duly elected president of Russia. So
wink, wink.
I don't think that he would go, Trump would go and meet with him if there wasn't something already set to be agreed to. And this is just going to be to formalize it. Because otherwise you can have this same conversation on the phone and do a video call, like Trump and Putin have evidently done several times in the last few months, and getting nowhere. And I'm surprised, a little bit surprised, that Trump is still dealing with this, because many would say he's been played by Putin, dragging him along and along and along. So, Ed, I'm thinking maybe something's already in the works and it's going to be formalized. What do you think?
I don't think anything's been formalized. By the way, it's a long way for Putin to fly, too. Maybe even further if he heads east over Siberia. This is a long way to go. I don't think anything. I do think Putin has played President Trump, which is not easy to do. President Trump is pretty shrewd. I think when he was a candidate and said that he could get this solved in 24 hours, I think his assumption, which proved to be wrong, his assumption was that both Putin and Zelensky of Ukraine wanted the war to stop. I don't think that Putin has wanted it to stop. I think what President Trump is going is to ask for Putin for a ceasefire. He may get a ceasefire, but as has happened in the past here with ceasefires, Putin uses those just to reorganize and get back to his offensive. I do not think Putin wants this to end yet. That's my opinion.
Well, then why is he going to meet with Trump?
To continue to make it look like he wants peace, mm-hmm. when in reality, I think he wants all of Ukraine.
I think he needs to officially move on.
Who's
Trump,
he
talking about? President
Trump needs to drop this.
Needs to drop this particular issue and topic and just move on.
I agree.
And the reason for that, the reason I can say that with great confidence, is because it's not short of him trying or yes. doing his part. But at this okay. point, there's so many other things in America as far as MAGA goes, making –
I mean, that he can control.
That he can control, yeah.
Here's the problem. President Trump, by the way, has been doing some great work in getting internationally people to sign peace deals and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The problem here is that Putin wants all of Ukraine, and Zelensky wants to lose none of Ukraine.
Yep.
So where Russia has already taken places, parts of his country, Zelensky wants those back. Putin is saying, not only are you not getting them back, we want more.
That's right.
And that's the problem for President Trump. And with Wesley and Tim, I think Trump ought to just say, I'm out. So Europe, you want to try to handle it?
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. Next story.
Well, related to President Trump, this is another story from the Daily Mail. Military sees Trump bump and surge of female recruits. This is a big story here from, again, the Daily Mail. So basically, females are signing up in large numbers for the military under President Trump. And Secretary Hegseth says it's a great thing. They want strong leadership or whatnot. I do have reaction from Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna, an Air Force veteran. She's also praising the president and Hegseth for empowering women who want to serve, adding, quote, "There is a reason why female service member recruitment is at an all-time high. As a former U.S. Air Force veteran, I can tell you that overall morale, the commander-in-chief and his chosen leadership at the Pentagon make a huge difference, especially in recruitment and retention." I'll post this on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Okay, but you don't have a clip of it now.
No, sir. I do. I just had that statement.
Okay, so, Ed?
Well, recruitment's up. Listen, this is the way I view it. This is my personal opinion. People who are in the military, I defer to them in terms of making the call on these things. I think women should be allowed to serve in the military under many, maybe even most circumstances. I don't like women in infantry roles. I've never served, so again, I try to be humble about this. If someone says, well, you're wrong, I'd say, okay, I hear you. I don't think they should be in frontline roles. Maybe in terms of Air Force flying. The point is, women like to serve too, and they want to serve. I don't have a problem with women being baseball umpires or that kind of thing. But that's just my opinion. I would listen to Pete Hegseth and others who have served and are experts on this. I don't like women in infantry combat roles simply because I understand human nature. On the other side, I don't want women falling into the hands of our enemies. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, there's other things as well, too. You've got the physical side of things. You also have the ability to handle make good decisions under pressure.
Right.
I mean, there's all type of factors that come into play as it relates to serving on the front lines.
Yeah.
This is another way.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is here that recruitment is up as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States military because of President Trump's election. That's all you can cite as before.
Right.
So what happened to your point? Patriotism in our country has been on the rise,
mm-hmm.
and that's reflective of the election. And
and also President Trump and his team is capitalizing on it. I mean, we had Sandy Rios on yesterday about the 250th anniversary that they're working on.
Yeah.
You get that. And I mentioned before, we covered a similar story a couple months back. And when I was in Washington, D.C., went to a Washington National baseball game, and everywhere two blocks all the way up to the baseball game was the National Guard and the Army. Anyways, they were there recruiting. They had the ads on. Big
screen. Army has met their 2025 recruitment goals months ahead of schedule.
So when the lesson here is when the Democrat is in, when a Democrat is in the White House, recruiting for the military goes down.
Mm-hmm.
When a Republican, or at least when Trump, well, I think Republican, but when Trump was in the last two times, recruitment for the military has gone way up. So next story, Chris.
Well, this is a brand new story from the Associated Press.
It is.
Okay. If I had some kind of news, breaking news here from Gallup. Fewer Americans are drinking alcohol. Fewer Americans are reporting that they drink alcohol amid a growing belief that even moderate alcohol consumption is a health risk. It's an AP story from Gallup. A record high percentage of U.S. adults now, 53%, say moderate drinking is bad for your health, up from 28% in 2015. Where it gets really interesting is that a lot of the downturn in interest with alcohol consumption is driven by young people.
Yeah.
So young people are not hitting the bars and drinking.
How does your drinking affect you, Chris?
Well, I can tell you this. I haven't had a drink. No, I'm dead serious. I haven't had a drink in 15 years. I became a Christian at 28, and I drank a lot when I was a teenager up until the point I found Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Drinking is not good for you. I know some people, under the advice of a doctor, might drink some red wine for cardiovascular purposes. But by and large, if you're socially drinking, it's not a wise choice.
Well, my doctor told me that I should drink 4 ounces of red wine a day and listen to Kiss. But I don't do either, so.
Yeah.
Is that what your doctor told you, Ed?
No. I have a really good doctor. I love him.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chris. My thanks to Ed
for
sharing his heart today.
Yeah, I shared.
And Wesley for getting
dialing it back and not taking over the show. Early on, we were rolling. Fred and I,
we had
the show.
Yeah.
But I think your most important role today was reminding us that college football season's about to start.
Yes, that was funny.
August the 23rd.
Right. I don't care anything about the Kennedy. I don't care about Kiss. Let's talk about college football.
All right. My thanks to Fred Jackson. Abraham Hamilton III was in here. And also Adam Suddeth, our producer today.
And Cole.
Yeah, Cole doing the video for us.
Make us look good.
So we'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Keep listening to AFR.